This is very interesting. If you look at this breakdown, now I don't have it on me, but I can't put it with you. But now it's a T chart, left and right. Yes and no. Out of Christians, my evangelical brothers and sisters, let's take a listen. Christians, 49% say we are living in the end times. I'm sorry, 49% do not believe, 47% believe we are. Protestant, overall, 55% believe we are living in the end times. 41% does not believe that. Evangelicals, my evangelicals, why are you worried, man? 63% of you? 63% think we're living in the end times, while only 33% don't. Mainline Christians or Protestants, I don't know what that is. Y'all got to explain that to me. Only 31% of you believe we're living in the end times, and 65% do not. You want to know who is the biggest out of Christians? Catholics. Catholics do not believe we are living in the end times. Only 27%, probably your left coast or right coast Novus Ordo Catholic, because, you know, stuff. 27% do not believe we're living in the end times. 70% believe that we are not, if I said that correctly. 27% think we are, 70% think we are not. I mean, aren't we told not to look for signs? I mean, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, didn't know. He's like, I don't know the day or the hour. So why the hell are you worried about it? Because it costs you more money to get your cereal? By the way, huge debate on Twitter this morning I got involved with. Captain Crunch is a decent... If you're going to eat sugary, diabetes-filled cereal, you might as well eat Captain Crunch. Yes, yes, it rips the roof of your mouth. But can we at least acknowledge it's a device to keep you from overeating? Maybe that's the point. We might have to do a... I mean, there's no other news out there. We might have to do a power ranking of cereals before the end of the year. I don't even know if we may have done that before, but huge debate on Captain Crunch. Because your Captain Crunch is more expensive, you think it's the end times? Because of coronavirus? I mean, it's good to see that 70% of Catholics are like, hey, everybody just calm down. Of course, Catholics are like, well, if it is, what have I always been saying? I've been saying since the corona doom or the COVID-19 Wuhan superbug started, I don't care about coronavirus. I just want to make sure I can get to a priest. I'm not worried about dying from coronavirus. I'm worried about dying not in a state of grace. That's my fear. Because my evangelical brothers and sisters, we all know this. Y'all got to go sometime. Death and taxes, right? Death, taxes, and Democrats cheating. Only guaranteed things in life. So it's good to see that, at least on Catholics, it's like, no, we are not living in the end times. Can everybody, like, have a Coke and a smile or a Dr. Pepper and a smile and just relax? Take a breath. Now, this is a result, I believe. Of course, other religions, 69%. Atheists are the largest at 90% because they don't believe in anything. Now, Republicans and Democrats. 45% of Republicans believe we're living in the end times. 52% do not believe we are living in the end times. For the 45% is because Trump's not president. For Democrats, 33% do not believe we are living in the end time. I'm sorry, 33% do, and 65% do not believe we are living in the end times. Ironically enough, interestingly, the largest group that thinks we are living in the end times are Black Americans. Only 30% do not believe we are living in the end times. That is followed by Hispanics at 41% do believe we're living in the end times, and 57% do not.